Head to netsuite.com/briefing now for their one-of-a-kind flexible financing program.
Hey there from CNN, I'm Krista Bowe with the 5 things you need to know for Thursday, March 21st.
We allege that Apple has consolidated its monopoly power, not by making its own products better, but by making other products worse.
Apple is being hit with a blockbuster antitrust lawsuit from the Justice Department. It's part of the Biden administration's latest effort to hold big tech giants accountable, like Google, Amazon, and now Apple. CNN's Brian Fung has more details.
Krista, at a high level, what the Justice Department is saying is that Apple has an illegal monopoly over the iOS ecosystem, and it uses that monopoly to extract more money out of consumers, developers, content creators, publishers, and more. And specifically, what the DOJ is saying is that Apple has used iOS and its control over iOS to block innovative new apps from the marketplace, to degrade how Android messages appear on iPhones, and prevent other app makers and device makers from integrating with its iPhones and potentially developing more innovative and competing solutions for things like mobile payments.
Apple says the lawsuit would hinder making compelling and consumer-friendly technology. We finally know some of what's included in the $1.2 trillion government spending deal, as congressional lawmakers race to get it passed before midnight tomorrow. Republican Senator Mike Rounds isn't confident that'll happen.
There may be a shutdown over the weekend. I don't like that idea. I think this is a terrible way to run a government. This is a terrible thing to do to the country.
The package includes extra funding for the border, with more than $19.5 billion going to Customs and Border Protection and $90 billion to the Department of Homeland Security. Border policy has been a key sticking point in spending negotiations that have dragged on for months, as lawmakers had several short-term stopgap bills at the 11th hour. If this package passes, it will mark an end to that and keep the government funded through the end of September. But one thing the spending bill doesn't address is funding for Ukraine, and military aid is still stalled in Congress. But other help could be in the works, as European Union leaders are talking about tapping into profits made by frozen Russian assets to send Ukraine $3 billion a year. Here's German Chancellor Olaf Scholz talking about the money.
And in my view, they should first and foremost be used to acquire the weapons and ammunition that Ukraine needs for its defense.
Russia says it will retaliate if the EU goes through with the plan. Ukraine's capital came under a heavy missile attack early this morning, forcing thousands of people into shelters. Officials say all the missiles were shot down, and while the debris caused some injuries, no one was reported killed. It was the first attack on Kyiv in 6 weeks, and it came just hours after U.S. National Security Advisor Jake Sullivan visited the city. President Joe Biden has announced another round of student loan debt forgiveness. Nearly 78,000 public sector workers with combined $5.8 billion of debt will receive congratulatory emails next week. Under the forgiveness program, qualifying borrowers are eligible for forgiveness after 10 years of making monthly payments. This comes at a time when the Biden administration is eager to remind voters that it has approved more student debt cancellation than any other president. Biden has canceled a total of $144 billion of federal student loan debt so far, affecting nearly 4 million borrowers. Up next, a sign of hope in the U.S. for people waiting on the organ transplant list. Doctors say they've successfully transplanted the world's first genetically modified kidney from a pig into a living human. The team at Massachusetts General Hospital performed the procedure on a 62-year-old man with end-stage kidney disease.
I'm pleased to report that Mr. Slayman is doing well and recovering nicely.
It's the third time a pig organ has been transplanted into a human. The first two were hearts, and both patients died weeks after the operations. But as the technology progresses, it could be a crucial solution to organ shortages. Every day, 17 people die in the U.S. waiting for an organ, of which kidneys are most needed. All right, that's all for now. I'm Krista Bowe, and our next episode drops at 3 p.m. Eastern. Till next time.
Over 37,000 companies have already made the move to NetSuite. Backed by popular demand, NetSuite has extended its one-of-a-kind flexible financing program for a few more weeks. Head to netsuite.com/briefing. netsuite.com/briefing.